Good morning. Big changes took place across interior New York and New England over the last 12 hours with a cold front passing through. It did touch off scattered showers and thunderstorms yesterday afternoon, but behind the front, much more refreshing air has been blowing in all night long, and it feels a lot more comfortable outside early this morning. Still some leftover clouds, perhaps a shower in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, while the rest of the region will see at least partial sunshine this morning, giving way to more sun as we go through the day with high pressure building in from the north. The cooler air will last right on into the day today. In fact, afternoon highs will be in the lower to mid-70s in the northern half of New York and New England, with middle and upper 70s from I-90 and points south. That high pressure center will continue to build in tonight. Temperatures will drop back into the 50s. Even cooler weather on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds. It looks like temperatures will barely manage to reach the 70 degree mark on average across the region. And with high pressure in control into the second half of the weekend, it looks mostly sunny and dry on Sunday with highs staying in the 60s. By the second half of the day on Sunday, we'll start to see some clouds move in from the south and west as a low-pressure system approaches from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. This will be what's left of Tropical Storm Gordon. As it makes an approach to the region, we'll start to see the clouds thicken up on Sunday night with a good chance of rain during the day on Monday. High temperatures with the clouds and showers to start next week on Monday afternoon will be in the mid-60s. Some milder air will move in on Tuesday, but still some leftover showers from that system. Highs will reach to about 80, then we'll dry it out for Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front is forecast to become stalled over portions of the central and southern plains and mid-Mississippi Valley in the coming days. This boundary, coupled with the deep moisture influx from Tropical Depression Gordon, will be a focus for slow-moving storms capable of producing high amounts of rainfall. Additional rainfall on top of already saturated ground will keep an elevated threat for flooding through the end of the week for parts of the central United States. The Weather Prediction Center has issued a moderate risk of excessive rainfall for much of Arkansas, Missouri, and Illinois today. As the system continues to shift to the east, a moderate risk area will then transition to portions of Indiana, Illinois, and eastern Missouri. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Florence continues to move across the central Atlantic Ocean, still far from land, about 985 miles east-southeast of Bermuda and 925 miles east-northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. Florence is moving toward the west near 7 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today. A slow westward motion is expected over the weekend, with a possible turn toward the west-northwest by Sunday. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is anticipated today, though a slow increase in wind speed is expected over the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 46 degrees with a west wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 29 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 66 degrees, the dew point 54, 65% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.21 inches and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with scattered showers, upper 70s. Boston, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lower 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, the low 70, the average temperature 81. That's 15 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 0.02 inches for the month, which is 58 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 26.28 inches for the year, which is 47 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 96, set in 1945 and in 1881, and the record low, 36, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:26 a.m., sunset this evening 7:19 p.m., 12 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with much lower humidity today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a shower possible today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with much lower humidity today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with much lower humidity today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with much lower humidity today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, even cooler with highs in the 60s to around 70. Sunshine on Sunday giving way to increasing clouds, upper 60s. A good chance of rain on Monday, otherwise cloudy in the mid 60s. A chance of showers Tuesday near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s Wednesday, and mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Thursday and highs near 80 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.